is Sports Map All Night with Bill Schmidt on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Bill Schmidt.
Hunter Baumgart in for Bill Schmidt tonight here on the Sports Map Radio Network on Sports Map All Night. Bill Schmidt will be back soon, and you can hit me up on Twitter at HunterBOnAir. We are in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Stop at O'Reilly Auto Parts for their spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, tools, brake kits, and more. Kick off the season right with fresh batteries for your lawn and garden gear. For a limited time, purchase any Superstart lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after mail-in rebate. Don't miss out on the savings. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. And Baylor won the national championship, and that means wanted to talk to somebody who knows what it's like to be a Baylor Bears fan and is a Baylor Bears fan and a Baylor alum, Chris Thurston. You can hear him on the Diehards here on Sports Map Radio every Wednesday from 8 to 10. Chris, congratulations to you and your entire team and fan base. How does it feel?
Oh, man, Hunter, thanks for having me. It's surreal, man. It's been great. I got to be honest with you. I know. Obviously, being an alum and everything, I'm a little biased, but put the bet in at the beginning of the year, got a good number at 13-1, and wow, I can't say that I thought that I'd be, you know, in this position right now. It feels great. They played lights out, and you know, cheers the Baylor Bears, and you know, Gonzaga had a great season, but you know, I think the better team prevailed tonight.
And you mentioned that they played well throughout. Did you think they could go wire to wire like that and just dominate from the opening tip to the last buzzer?
No, I did not. I thought it was going to be a lot closer than it was. I thought Gonzaga would get out to a lead, and I thought Baylor was going to have to, you know, hit some shots to stay in the game, and I was totally wrong. You know, all my friends and were asking me all day what I thought about the game, and I was very nervous and didn't have I just didn't have the confidence. I gotta say, and that Baylor team, they proved me wrong tonight. And Davion Mitchell and Jared Butler, I mean, they just shot the lights out tonight. And, you know, Scott Drew, I mean, you got to tip your cap to him. What a performance it was by him. What a great coaching job. And, yeah, do I feel bad for Mark Few? Absolutely. He stuck by Gonzaga for, what is it, Hunter? I think 20 years. And
yeah, something like that, yeah.
It's, you know, I mean, they had a great team. And it's just unfortunate. But, I mean, Baylor just shot the lights out, and they couldn't do any wrong tonight. And they just caught Baylor on one of those nights. And, you know, in college basketball, it just happens like that. It's unfortunate for Gonzaga, but I'm very happy to be a Baylor Bear tonight.
Yeah, for sure. And Mark Few's been there since 1999, so he really has stuck through.
99.
Yeah, class act. You know, gave credit to the Baylor Bears after the game, of course. Chris Thurston joining us, a Baylor alum himself. You can hear him on the Diehards on Sports Map Radio each Wednesday, 8 to 10. Now, of course, this team, you know, didn't have the smoothest of years. They had to take a couple of weeks off due to COVID and a spread within the team. So did you think that would derail their season and maybe lead to a downfall early in the tournament?
So I wasn't sure what to think when that happened. When, you know, I mean, when that happened, yeah, I was very nervous. And, you know, they had that first game back, I think it was the Kansas game, and Kansas kind of ran them out of the gym. And I was very surprised that game. I liked Baylor that game, and they just got run out. But I got to say, Scott Drew, I mean, it takes a lot to just get your team back up and running after that. I mean, you go through COVID, you go through the pause. They didn't practice for 3 weeks. that's just tough to do in college basketball. You don't practice for 3 weeks, and then all of a sudden you're supposed to come back in the Big 12, one of the Power Five, and then just go play Kansas. I mean, that's virtually impossible. Like, how do you do that? And while everybody was just, you know, saying, oh, okay, Baylor's done, and they can't do it. But no, I mean, 8 players on the team, Hunter, 8 players had COVID, 8 of them. And they came back after, did they stink versus Kansas? Absolutely, they did. And then did they have a hiccup in the Big 12 championship? Yeah, they lost to Oklahoma State in the second round. Yeah, of course. But they came firing back on all cylinders, getting healthy. And you got to bet that Scott Drew was in that locker room telling them, boys, you're okay. Let's go. We're going to get healthy right now, and we're going to get through this thing, and we're going to win some games, and you have enough talent to win this whole thing. And that's what he did, and that's what good coaches do. And that's what he did. It's just unbelievable.
It is, and you're exactly right. The coaching job that Scott Drew did at that program, you look at just the NCAA tournament wins alone. In 18 seasons, he's got 17 tournament wins. Before the 65 seasons before that, they had 3. I mean, just the difference, the stark difference that Scott Drew has been there has been absolutely huge. Was there a moment in the game tonight? Because, you know, as a sports fan, you kind of think, you know, back to maybe a specific moment in the game where it's like it really sets in, like, wow, they're actually going to win the national championship, or they're actually going to win the Super Bowl, or they're actually going to win the NBA title. Was there a certain moment tonight that you can think back to, like, it kind of set in for you, like, wow, they're going to win this?
Yeah, 100%. Great question, and yes. Absolutely. So I was sitting there, I was watching the game with my wife and my buddy Dave, who's also a Baylor alum. And Jared Butler, right as the second half started, he hit back-to-back threes the first three, it was up 10, and then, you know, hit the first three, up 13, and then, you know, maybe Gonzaga comes down, hits a shot, hits another three, and Baylor goes back up 14 or 15, and I just looked at my buddy Dave, and I was like, that's it. We're going to win this game. And I just knew. Mm-hmm. I just knew. I just saw it in Jared Butler's eyes. You could just tell. And Juan, the what, Hunter, I don't know if you saw it, but you could just see it just wasn't in Gonzaga. They just didn't have it. They were rattled. Even Mark Few was rattled. He didn't know what to do. Like, Baylor's coming down and hitting shots. He didn't know what defense to throw at him. He didn't know what offense to throw at him. I mean, to be honest with you, the best plays that Gonzaga, you know, drew up was they just went to the basket. They should have just did that a million times. Every time they just went to the hoop, they scored. But, I mean, they would just throw the ball around. And, I mean, Baylor has a great defense. And Davion Mitchell and JTT, I mean, they played great D. It was an all-around great performance by the Baylor Bears.
Yeah, and it's interesting just watching them, and they beat the Badgers earlier, who are my team. And so just watching that game, I was impressed with how quick they are to the ball, how quick they are on defense. Was that kind of something you were impressed with throughout the year? And did that get better in the tournament, or was that just how they were all year long on the defensive side?
To be honest with you, that's how they were all year long. Mm. All year long. And it was so, it wasn't even talked about. And it was so, like, everybody I talked to today was like, oh, Gonzaga, they'll be able to run them out of the building. No. Are you kidding me? Baylor's defense is so good. And you saw it tonight. They were able to defend it so well. I mean, look at how many threes did they make tonight? Two, I think, or they were 1 for 8 in the first half. I know that.
Gonzaga.
But, I mean, Gonzaga was 1 for 8 in the first half at 3, right?
Yeah, they were 5 for 17 for the game.
5 for 17. If you told me that Gonzaga was going to be 5 for 17 as a Baylor alum, and I bet Baylor, I would have told you you were crazy. I was so nervous. Are you kidding me? That's like how. How do you do that? That's like, what props to Baylor. That's unbelievable. They didn't trail at all through the entire tournament. More than what I mean, Nance, 12 points was it was going through the game, and they were up 12, and then it would be like, oh, okay, up 15, up 19. This is the most Gonzaga's been down. I mean, Baylor all around performance, like. I mean, what a job the Scott Drew and Mac Rhodes at Baylor. Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. And just to win it how they won it tonight, not just that they won it because they had a chance to win this game, but just how they won it and how dominant they were was super impressive. Chris, I really appreciate you coming on last minute. I'm sure we can hear more about it coming up on Wednesday on the Diehards here on Sports Map Radio. I appreciate the time tonight and enjoy this win.
No, I appreciate it, Hunter. Thank you for having me, and, sick them pairs, and I'll talk to you soon, my friend.
You bet. Thanks so much. That's Chris Thurston. You can hear him on Diehards on Sports Map Radio each Wednesday, 8 to 10, here on the Sports Map Radio Network, and he joins us on the Progressive Guest Line in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, and it's awesome to hear the emotion of someone who, their team just won a championship. There's nothing like it, because that's why we're sports fans, because of those specific moments that you'll never forget. I'll never forget when my Green Bay Packers won the Super Bowl in 2010. We should also have more Super Bowls under Aaron Rodgers, but I'm not going to get into that. But I'll never forget when Wisconsin, my Badgers beat the Kentucky Wildcats to end their undefeated season in the Final Four with Sam Decker and Frank Kaminsky and all those guys. It's those certain moments you'll never forget as a sports fan. And just awesome to have that raw emotion here on the radio as well. Makes it so much fun. So, yeah, Baylor with an impressive win tonight. They are the champions of the NCAA tournament. All right, we will wrap up Sports Map All Night coming up next right here on the Sports Map Radio Network.